Exclusive poll, 80% of swing district voters back seizing illegal Chinese vapes. By Sean Moran on October 15, 2025. 80% of swing district voters back seizing illegal Chinese-made vapes at the border and prosecuting gangs that smuggle e-cigarettes, which could give Republicans a key advantage that could help the GOP maintain control of the House. A survey by Fabrizio Ward, one of Trump's main polling firms, said that Republicans have a winning issue backing crackdowns on illegal Chinese-made vapes and the smoke shops that sell them amongst voters in the most hotly contested congressional districts that will decide the 2026 midterm elections for the House. The polling memo, which was obtained by Breitbart News, found this issue moves independent voters and could decide elections. This issue could aid Republicans as they seek to maintain control of the House during the 2026 midterm elections. Fabrizio Ward continued in their polling memo. This issue moves swing voters, those who don't vote along party lines and decide elections, and can put the Republican ahead in what is a very tight race to hold the House. Awareness of recent Trump administration crackdowns on illegal vapes and smoke shops is limited, but highly positive and politically beneficial for Republicans. There is strong, bipartisan support, although strongest among Trump voters, for specific actions taken from the border to local smoke shops. The message from the survey is clear: keep up the enforcement activity and do more of it. Emphasis added. Health and Human Services Department Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in September announced that federal agents had conducted raids to seize Chinese-made e-cigarette products, adding this is the beginning of a broader crackdown. The Chinese are getting richer while our children get sicker, and we're putting an end to that, Kennedy declared at a press conference on Monday. Between August 1 and August 14, in partnership with the ATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, and FDA, Food and Drug Administration, we did purchases at distributors in five different states, in Illinois, New Jersey, North Carolina, Arizona, and then we did more in California and Florida with ATF. The poll found that 70% of registered voters across 28 targeted swing districts back efforts to crack down on illegal vapes made in China. 65% strongly back these efforts. 70% of Kamala Harris voters back such efforts, and 90% of Trump voters back these efforts as well. When assuming there is a tight race when a Republican has a one-point advantage, the generic Republicans gains a 10-point advantage when voters learn the Republican supports combating the sale and smuggling of illegal Chinese-made vapes. Fabrizio Ward surveyed 1,000 registered voters in 28 targeted congressional districts between October 7 and 9, and has a 3.1% margin of error at the 95% confidence interval.